case number 8, 22-632. Counsel, can you please identify yourself for the record as well as your witness?
Mary Pokorsky, Assistant Corporation Counsel on behalf of New Britain, and with me is Detective Lisa Steves.
Thank you, Counsel. Would you like to give a brief opening statement?
Yes, thank you. The application, first of all, I'd like to make a clarification on the application. There was a mistake.
Okay.
On question number 4, it was a cut and paste kind of thing.
Thank
so
you.
Number 4 is from another case, so that doesn't apply to this case, the response to question number 4.
Okay.
The application was denied on the grounds that shortly after the application was filed, there was a full no-contact restraining order against the appellant in favor of the mother of his child. The mother of his child filed a complaint alleging that the appellant was making ongoing threats about harming her boyfriend, and there are text messages. Some of those text messages were to the effect of, I would murder your ass. I'm using the N-word. We have a photo of that text message. In April of 21, another text message was, guns are cheap right now. I bought 2 45s for the price of one, and they're really good. And then in June 15th, 2021, text message, where he texted the mother's child saying, tell your boyfriend I'll shoot him too. With respect to the April 21 text message, a search was done, and he had no guns that were registered to him at the time. And so there is just a question of whether those guns that he alleged to have were purchased illegally.
Thank you, Counsel. What's the status of that restraining order? Do you know?
It is, I believe it's expired, yes.
Oh, it has expired. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sir, would you like to make an opening statement?
With the restraining order, I had all the proof that I didn't say you have that stuff, but the judge never took the time to look through my folder. She just gave the restraining order out, but that's really it.
Okay, counsel, you may proceed.
What town do you live in, sir?
New Britain.
Okay. I'm gonna call Detective Steves. What is your current position?
I'm a detective in the Youth Bureau.
And where are you? You just said that. Has the New Britain Police Department designated the Records Division to investigate applications for pistol permits?
Yes.
And were you assigned to investigate the appellant's application for a pistol permit?
Yes.
And when was his application filed?
April 5th, 2021.
And did you conduct an investigation into that application?
Yes.
And can you just briefly describe the steps you took in that investigation?
For the investigation, I ran an in-house check with our CT chief database, motor vehicle history, state police records check, an accurate database check, III inquiry in the collect, BAJEB, active warrants, and databases like that.
Did you deny the appellant's application?
Yes.
And can you explain why you denied his application?
He was denied because during the course of the investigation, he was issued a restraining order, full no contact regarding firearms, not misuse of firearms, but threats made regarding firearms and use of, involving the mother of his child, so domestic related. So in good conscience, I couldn't issue the pistol permit application just because it was active at that time.
And were also text messages that were sent by the appellant?
Yes.
And can you recall some of those text messages?
Yes.
And can you just give the board a description of some of those text messages?
One of the text messages was directly to the mother of his child's boyfriend, and it said, I will murder your ass with the N-word. Another text message was regarding the purchase of firearms, which obviously can't be proven, but he made comments that he bought 2 for the price of 1, And when we did a weapons registry inquiry, there were no firearms registered to him, and he wasn't an active pistol permit holder. So it's unknown whether those were purchased legally or illegally.
Sir, do you have any questions of the detective? Just questions for her. You'll be able to talk to us in a moment. Okay. Does the board have any questions?
The only one is timing. When were these texts sent?
The texts were sent in June, I believe June 15th, which was shortly 2 months after his application.
Okay, so he applied in April, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And then he sent the text messages. And then the no contact order went into effect later in June? I mean, that's what you have here. I'm just going to try and make sure I understand.
If I could just clarify, too, there were other text messages. If you take a look at your report, was there a February 2021 text message?
Yes, that was the February 2021 text message, which was shortly before the appellant's application, was the one where he said, "I will murder your ass with the N-word."
And was there another one in around April?
Yes.
Okay, and what was that one?
That was the one where the appellant mentioned buying two firearms for the price of one 45 caliber, to be specific. And like I said, there was no registry, nothing in the registry that showed they were actively registered.
Who were the texts addressed to in February and then in April?
The February text message was addressed to the boyfriend of the appellant's mother, and then the one in April was addressed to the protectee of the restraining order, which was the mother of the appellant's child.
And you said the appellant's mother with respect to the February. Do you mean the mother of his child?
Correct.
Oh, yes.
Was anyone charged in these?
No, sir.
Thank you.
Other questions by the board? Seeing none, any other witnesses, counsel?
No.
Okay, sir, it's your turn to tell us what you'd like us to know.
I have this stuff in there. It's not true. Because she uses the app that she used to change her number all the time. She used to use, like, I don't know if it was like WhatsApp or something. And she used to, her boyfriend at that time used to text her, like if it was me. So then that's when, because I had a girlfriend at the time. And she didn't want my daughter close to the girlfriend. So I'm misunderstanding. But then I told her it's like, you know, she had a boyfriend too, so it's like the same thing. And then, so for her to take my daughter away from me for like at least a year, she had to get a restraining order, so I won't see her at all. So that's when she make all this the fake apps and stuff. And then she used her boyfriend at that time to text herself, like if it was me, so she could get that restraining order on me, making it seem like I was the problem all the time.
Cross?
Yes. Did you, in February 2021, send a text message to the boyfriend of the mother of your child saying, "I would murder your ass using the N-word?
No.
Do you understand that we have a photograph of that text message?
Yes.
Did you, in April of 21, send a text message to the mother of your child saying, "Guns are cheap right now. I bought two 45s for the price of one, and they're really good"?
What was that again? I'm sorry.
Did you text the mother of your child a message that said, "Guns are cheap right now. I bought two 45s for the price of one, and they're really good," in April of 2021?
No, I didn't.
And you understand we have a photograph of text message as well?
Yeah.
And April of 21 is when you filed your application for the gun permit?
Yeah.
And on June 15th of 2021, did you text the mother of your child saying, "Tell your boyfriend I'll shoot him too"?
No.
No questions.
May I ask a question?
You certainly may, Doctor.
Issue authority. When you have check on those text messages, do you check the number of the sender and confirm that it's actually from the appellant?
Yes, ma'am. The officer that investigated that complaint, sorry, let me just review the report. The officer that investigated, he viewed the text messages. It doesn't say whether he verified that was the phone number.
So how do you know that they actually came from the appellant rather than another party if the sender phone number or email address of a text message, whichever method was used, was not confirmed?
I think part of the office, and again, that officer no longer works for our agency, so he's went to another one. But I think part of that, again, I'm not sure if he actually did check it and just didn't document it, but part of one of those text messages, the appellant did make reference to his own daughter. So that was just...
Well, anybody could, in principle, anybody could say that in a text message. My sense would be that confirmation of text message would confirm both the sender and the recipient and document that.
I mean, the text messages, obviously the phone number wasn't in there, but the restraining order did happen as a result of those text messages.
So is there a phone number attached to those screenshots you have?
A sender phone number rather than a recipient phone number?
No, ma'am. Not in the photographs taken by the investigating officer.
That makes it a little bit hard to verify that. Other questions by the board?
When were the text messages reported?
Those were reported June 17th of 2021.
The report is from February to June of 21 that these text messages were made. They all came in a complaint in June as the final result.
Yes, sir.
And no charges were filed.
No, sir. The one who received the text, he didn't want to press charges. He just wanted, I guess, the appellant to leave in June.
In the restraining order as a result of those text messages?
Yes, sir.
I have a follow-up question for the appellant. You had mentioned that when you appeared in court regarding the restraining order, you had a file of materials. What was in your file that was not viewed by the judge, according to you?
I just had messages of just, like, the room messages of me asking her, like, you know, let's keep it civil. I just want to see my daughter and stuff like that. And just try to keep everything about my daughter, you know, not about her. But the judge never, she just gave, like, she said since my record was clean and all that stuff, because she wanted a restraining order for a year, but she couldn't give it to her for a year since my record was really clean, and I have no history of domestics or anything. I've never been in trouble. So she just said, so I'm just going to do it for 6 months, and that's it. And then the judge dismissed us. So there was really nothing. She didn't check my evidence, nothing.
Chief?
It's a very unusual case where you have text message and someone completely denies making them. I can see that the issuing authority here doesn't have some of the information that members of this board would like to see, like the number that it came from.
Yeah.
But you must understand, they could go back and investigate
that. Oh, yeah, I don't know.
And they can look at your phone record from the phone company. And I just want to make sure you're being 100% honest, because you did swear to tell the truth here.
No, I do.
And when you denied making those texts, you thought about it, said, what did it say? It wasn't a clear no. To me, you were thinking about what to say. So I want to give you your last chance to set the record correct. If you said something wrong, then go ahead and correct it now. Okay? Anything to say?
I mean, it happened so long ago, so I really, like, almost 3 years ago.
All right, but which text message did you send? the first one in February, the second one, in, or the ones in June, or April rather, or...
I just remember one time I just texted her, like, let me see my daughter. Like, I threatened her with court and stuff like that, but...
No, we're talking about a threat, the gun comments, and I'm threatened to murder your...
Well, I never said that. I never said to murder anybody. Like,
okay, mm-hmm. what did you say then?
It happened like 3 years ago, so...
But you said something.
Yeah, like, I know I threatened her with court and, like, see my daughter, like, I'll still show up and stuff like that, but...
What about text to the new boyfriend?
I never had his number, ever.
Okay, did you text to her for him?
No. I never had his number, nothing, so I don't know where that came from.
All right, just last chance to correct the record if there's... I mean, we're talking, I think, three texts here that are concerning about threat of violence and weapons. And to me, it seems as if you must have had some involvement. You mentioned it's possible for someone to spoof your number. You didn't quite use those words, but you never explained how that would be done, and that would be very, very unusual. Mm-hmm. So, what's the truth?
I mean, I'm already telling you the truth. I mean, I didn't have his number. I didn't text him. I mean,
okay.
One thing I threatened her was with the court and.
That's not threatening.
Misting.
You know, we're concerned about the three things. You said you've done others, but not these three that are important to a pistol permit. To get a pistol permit, those are the ones we're concerned about.
The meme saying that I texted him about murdering, I never texted him ever. I don't have his number, nothing.
But what about her? What about the ones they claim you sent to her?
That, I don't know. Never said anything about murdering anybody.
Okay, that was...
Did you mention firearms?
I mean, I did mention firearms. I told her I was going to get my permit in April.
Did you send the text message that said you had just purchased two guns for the price of one and that they were in good shape?
No, I don't remember saying that.
See, that's the answer. I don't remember saying that. You would clearly remember yes or no.
I don't remember. But I do know I talked to her about a permit, though. I told her that I was going to get a firearm, you know, get my permit. And then in April. And I told her to get her permit, too. That's what I said, something like that.
I'm a little more interested in what happened in court. Because a judge who is extending a restraining order is required to make findings of fact. So you don't go to court and she doesn't just look at your record and say, there's no record here, I can't do this. She can extend that restraining order for up to a year. And if they extend it for 3 months or 6 months or whatever, if they're extending it, they have to make a finding that there was a threat, an abuse, harassment, something of that nature, because they can't have a restraining order in effect if there's no basis for it.
Yeah, no. All she said, your record's clear, because I had evidence on my folder. She looked at my folder, but she didn't like open it up, and she just looked at the tables, and then she said, your record is clear, so I can't really give you the whole year, so I'm gonna make it 6 months, and then she dismissed us.
Did you talk about these texts while you were in court?
We didn't talk about nothing. She didn't let us talk, nothing. She just said, that's what she said. She said, his record's clear. He has no record of domestics in 6 months. And she dismissed us. She didn't let us talk or nothing.
That's strange. Other questions by the board? Ms. Johnson?
Did an officer from the New Britain Police Department leave a voicemail asking you to call him?
I don't know. They said it on the paper, but I was always working. So I'm a truck driver, so I can't really be on my phone all the time.
Did a police officer leave a voicemail for you?
I don't know. That's what it says in the paper. I never check. I don't check my voicemail. If I'm having a missed call, I just have a missed call.
You don't check your voicemail?
No, I don't.
What if it's something involving your daughter? And somebody leave me a voicemail?
That's when my mom calls me.
Yeah, but you said you don't answer your phone, and you don't check your voicemail. So how would you know if your daughter was in peril?
I don't check my voicemail.
Oh, you check your voicemail, but you don't check your voicemail.
I just said I don't check my voicemail. So she calls me. Whenever she has a problem with my daughter, she calls me, or she just keeps calling me. She calls me twice. That's when I pick up, because it's probably an emergency with my daughter.
Okay. Thank you. Other questions, by the board? Seeing none, any other witnesses, sir?
No.
Would you like to make a closing statement? Okay, counsel, would you like to make a closing statement?
Yes, I would just like the board to take note of the protection order registry that was submitted with our paperwork, and it specifically states in there, allegedly possesses one or more firearms allegation, and uses the date 6/17/2021. And one of the conditions was no verbal communication between the parties, only text or email regarding the minor child only. And then just the text message in April, there's a clear picture of it. The text message was from the mother of his child. So you'd rather do time than act like an adult and be able to see your daughter makes also of sense. And the response from the appellant was, of course not, but her safety is my priority. But you got the gun permit, And then he says, the guns are cheap real now. I bought two 45s for the price of one. He testified that he texted the mother of his child about a gun permit. And so that's the text message where he mentions a gun permit.
Thank you, counsel. Comments by the board. Seeing none, Dr. Conrad.
I'm going to uphold the issuing authority. I am concerned, though, that with reference to any kind of documentation, that it's explicitly stated in a police report.
Mr. Gray?
Issuing authority at this time.
Colonel Lewis?
Issuing authority.
Ms. Johnson?
Issuing authority.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Issuing authority.
Chair votes issuing authority. Thank you all.
Thank you.